Gamble on the left, Lance Austin on the right. We'll start first with Pat.
Pat, last week, Adam just missed blocking the field goal against Pitt. What was going through your mind before, you know, arguably one of the best kickers in the country came out there?
The only thing that was going through my mind was block the kick, you know. I knew we still had a chance, you know. I knew it was either, you know, they was going to get a game on the field goal, we're going to block it. And, you know, actually, when I got down to my stance, you know, this is a crazy thing. Like, I seen myself, you know, I visioned myself blocking that kick, you know. And me and Adam looked at each other, said, man, let's get some push on this guy, you know. And just got our hands up, and, you know, luckily it just hit my hand. And Lance returned it. You know, returning for a touchdown. I was actually celebrating. I didn't even know what was going on, but, you know, I seen him taking off, you know, trying to get the kicker, trying to run and go get the kicker, and he, you know, he made a move and got it to the end zone.
Was it an area that it was the same distance as last week?
No, I didn't even know what distance it was, to be honest. You know, I was just looking at the coach, got the signal, what block we was doing, and I put my hand in the dirt and went forward.
How quickly did it take it to turn around from blocking to blocker?
It took me a minute because, you know, I thought it was over. I thought the play was dead, you know. I started celebrating. I was celebrating, you know, yelling. And then everybody heard the crowd first. I was like, wait. I looked back, and, you know, he was taking off. So I tried, you know, I went into blocking mode real quick. But, you know, he made a great play, man. This is crazy.
It seems like you guys have been kind of waiting for this, for everything to kind of click and not for you guys to win. You know, kind of how do you guys feel now? Like, you get a chance to get what seemed like a monkey off your back, I guess?
We feel good, you know. I don't think I ever felt that much energy in our locker room, you know, after a win, you know. I just think this win really gives us a lot of confidence, you know, and it really shows us that we can play with anybody. And we can go out there and be on the field with the greatest, and we can come out there with a W. So I just really think it just gave us a whole bunch of confidence to move forward, and, you know, and try to win the next game.
Can you describe why you feel like the Lions play? Why you guys were able to have success against them?
From a defense standpoint?
Yeah, from a line standpoint in particular.
Really just everybody doing their job, you know, all week. We coach, Coach Roof, Coach Pelton, you know, they stress, you know, do your job. You know, when you go out there on that field, you know, it's 11 people on there. You know, all you got to do is you don't have to make no miraculous play. You know, just do your job and a player come to you. And so that whole game, you know, everybody was set on doing their job, and that's why we had as much success as we did.
Thought about it, but this is a play that people, the Tech fans and Tech alumni, will remember forever. I'm curious, what does it feel like to be a part of that?
Man, it feels great, you know. It feels great to be a part of a play like that, you know. A game like that, you know, that's gonna go down in history. You know, I'm gonna be old and gray one day, and I can tell my child about this, you know. So, you know, it's just, man, it's a blessing. It's a blessing.
That energy in the locker room, can you describe what the scene was like in there?
You know, everybody, you know, when we go in the locker room, you know, Coach Johnson gives us a speech, and, you know, we say a brief prayer, and, you know, we count them off, you know, how many points we scored. And, you know, we basically sang the fight song. And, you know, through that whole thing, everybody's just jumping and yelling, you know, water going in the air, Gatorade in the air, people, you know, just jumping up with each other. It's just... it's an indescribable feeling, indescribable scene, you know. So it was great energy in that locker room after the game.
Anything else for Pat?
Have you ever blocked a field goal or a kick?
No, actually, that's my first one. And I did it in practice, but, you know, not in the game. So, you know, that was my first block kick.
You said there was a play, I guess. How do you describe what the block scheme was?
The block.
Right.
Did I describe the play?
Is it like a block left, block right? Is that kind of how you describe what you're supposed to do? Or?
Yeah, it was just the play we set up. You know, we came from the left side, and you know, it's basically get push and get your hands up.
All right, Pat, thank you. We'll take questions now for Lance Austin.
Lance, you hesitated before you picked that ball up and ran with it. There's obviously a lot of people that don't know what the rule is in that situation and what's the risk. But what went through your mind when you were pausing before you picked it up? And was anybody yelling, pick it up, we got nothing to lose, there's going to be no time left?
When I figured out it was blocked, I kind of zoned out, so I didn't really hear anybody. But we go over that scenario all the time in practice. So, it clicked in my head that the time expired. So I kind of picked it up and just went to the field.
This had to be kind of a weird day for you. You had to come in because of the injury. You played the whole second half of the game at corner and then have an opportunity to make the play in the game. That's going to be a pretty special moment for you.
Yeah, I think the team played well overall, and I'm just excited that we got this first conference win.
When you picked up the ball, did you think – I have a chance to bring us back, or were you just thinking, let's just see how far I can get?
When I picked it up and I started running to the field, I saw a lot of green, so I was like, okay, maybe I can return. Then I seen Aguayo, and he's a pretty good tackler, so once I kind of made him miss, also Jamal and Chris, everybody, it was like, when I came around, it was a wall, so the teammates did a great job of blocking, so when I came around and I kind of got by Aguayo, got in the end zone, and it was kind of surreal.
I was going to say, did you look up at some point, just all of a sudden, there was the end zone, like you really had a shot? Did it just sort of hit you like, this is going to happen? Or?
It still hasn't really hit me yet.
Can you describe the scene a little bit there after the game? Obviously, the fans are pouring on the field, and you said it hasn't really sunk in yet, but it's also got to be a pretty neat moment to be a part of for you.
I always see stuff on TV, people dogpiling top of the players, and unfortunately, I was that guy today. But it was a pretty great feeling. I was just, I got down on the knee, and I kind of just looked up to the sky. And I was like, "That's my grandmother Louise." So, yeah.
What normally when you guys practice that, what are you guys told to do? Is it to stay away from it, or?
We got a scenario at the end of the half, you can pick it up because if you get tackled. You go to halftime where at the end of the game you get tackled just going overtime. So, I was kind of aware of the scenario and I just picked it up.
When did you know, I'm actually going to score?
When I got past Aguayo.
Can you compare this to anything?
No.
See, you've experienced on it?
No.
It
was at the top. Hey,
one thing. Has anybody ever told you they should help?
Nah, they tell me I look like Lawrence, though.
How many times do you think you're going to watch SportsCenter tonight just so you can get this moment over and over again?
There's no telling.
I'll ask you the same thing as Pat. As I said, Sam will remember this play DJ's pick last year and everything else. What is it like to know that you're part of the history of the school, the team like this?
It's a blessing. I'm just glad I got to be a part of it. And like I said, I felt like the team played a great game overall.
You mentioned your grandmother, Louise.
Uh-huh.
To whatever degree you wanted to.
Last year, she passed away. It was in Miami at the Orange Bowl. So, she passed away then. And, me and Lawrence still decided to play the game because I knew that's what she would want it. And her funeral was a couple weeks after, so. Every game, I usually try to write her name on me somewhere, me and Lawrence. So I had on my sleeve tonight, RP Louise, and I know she was looking down on me tonight.
And her last name?
Austin.
L-O-U-I-S-E?
Yeah.
Well, tell me, why she actually has a clear, really made an impression on your, can you talk about your relationship?
She used to come to all my games, even when, because she had cancer. So, me and Lawrence, we gave a little tribute to her this year, but I shaved my head at the beginning of October, and he shaved his head towards the beginning of the season to show tribute to her. So, she used to come to all my games ever since I was a kid, basketball games, track meets, everything. So, even when she was sick in the hospital, she still used to watch it. So, I know she, like I said, I know she was looking down on us today.
Anything else?
The brothers, the twins. What was said, the first thing was said between the two of y'all?
When he got to me? I think he might have been the first one on me when I passed a goal line. And he said it was grandma was looking down on us and you did it for her, and I did.
All right, Lance, thank you.